So, hi Nico, welcome to Zagreb. We're really happy to have you in FUBAR. And I just wanted to ask you maybe to introduce yourself and tell us a bit about your practice, like what are you doing in Zagreb? And yeah, maybe later I'll ask her other questions.
So my name is Indigo, and I go by Mother Wolf online. My art practice focuses on using Dirtchart as a tool to discuss transness and transition. So for me, I found that there were a lot of similarities between gender queerness and what can be achieved through Dirtchart. So I have found that Dirtchart allows you to really look at breaks in the systems, distortions, you know, failures. And this allows me to play with how gender queerness is perceived in the public eye. And that's quite important right now because there is so much backlash against trans people and other queer people in mainstream media, in lived everyday experiences on the streets. It can be quite difficult to find positive representations of transness in media. So my practice looks to bring queer perspectives into art. And I've just found over the last 5 years that Dirtchart has allowed me to really express that in very visually interesting ways, but also thematically interesting ways. By distorting visuals, whether that's, you know, a JPEG image or an object file that I've rendered in Blender, it sort of lets me peel back the surface and show the distortions and how queerness distorts the homogeneous expectations of life that we go through every day. And this year I have been lucky that I have received funding from the Arts Council of Ireland to be able to take a trip to FUBAR, meet everybody in person, experience amazing arts, amazing performances, amazing music, fantastic workshops. I've seen so many interesting people talking about their passions and I've learned so many cool things, whether that's like technically interesting information regarding how to use different softwares, different codes, or even just seeing how people see the world through Dirtchart as well, especially in reference to archives, which I suppose is somewhat where my work touches on this year. So the work that I submitted into FUBAR for the exhibition this year is called Rebus in Situ. And Rebus is one of the goals of alchemy. Alchemy was a form of science in the like 1700s, 1800s, wherein people were taking materials and trying to transform them into new materials. The hope of this was that you could turn lead into gold and become immeasurably rich, but also to make new discoveries through these processes. And I thought that this represented how I use Dirtchart perfectly. And I wanted to bring the thematics of alchemy into my practice a lot more. And one of the things that I discovered in my research into alchemy is the Rebus, who is a being created by an alchemist by merging, you know, as they would have said, it's man and woman together into one body, often depicted as split down the middle, two bodies formed into one. And from what I understand, it's sort of the aim of it is to create a god in a human form. And I just thought that this also reflected a lot on older, more dispersed understandings of queerness that have shown up through history, whether that is two-spirit people in some Native American traditions, the Fa'afafin people in the Philippines, I believe. And there's so many other cultures through time and place that have had high regard for genderqueer people, and have had this understanding of them as near godly. And I just think that this is such a beautiful contrast with how trans people are depicted now. So all of this kind of, you know, folded in on itself, the use of ditch for transformation, the transformative powers of queerness, the transformative powers of alchemy, all of this sort of just came together very nicely for me this year and in my practice. And I suppose the work that I submitted into FUBAR this year touched on all of those things, but also sort of touched on these ideas of the archive and the failed archive. So the artwork comes from the perspective of an alchemist attempting to create the alchemical rebus and somewhat failing at this. The work is 3D object files that came from scanning my own face, which were then edited as text. And I was following Mark Clegg's processes. And then they were displayed in, you know, strange atemporal spaces, in these digital spaces. And this work fed into a lot of other themes of my representations of my own trans body, sort of melding with natural materials, melding with the earth, with trees, with fungi. And the idea behind this was that while the sort of global archive, the global understanding right now of trans identities is being misappropriated, is being reshaped, and is sort of being erased. Our history as trans people has been erased. The earth can take us in through metamorphosis, through a sort of natural alchemy, and remembers us in its own archive, and represents us time and time again by breaking our bodies down, by feeding the soil. You know, we feed into plants, we feed into the air, and we just go back into these natural cycles that are at hand. So the work sort of touched on the earth as an archive itself as well this year, you know.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you. I think this is really perfect for the recording. Is there something else that you'd like to share?
Yeah. Thank you to everybody behind the scenes of FUBAR for getting everything put together and for being an amazing space to kind of come together with other artists, and such a valuable resource of information, of connection, of community. Yeah, it's been fantastic. I've been so happy to come here and finally meet everyone in person and just hang out, eat, see the craziness in action.
Wow, we're really happy to have you here, Hugh. Thanks. Yeah, I can.